Chapter 3, The Media.
Anchor.
Inside Edition anchor Bill O'Reilly argues that paying for interviews is a legitimate way of competing with the networks, whose offer of primetime national exposure carries more clout.
Notes NBC anchor Tom Brokaw, it's getting harder and harder to find people coming into the business who want to cover daily news. They all want to be magazine reporters.
Bimbo. And they are just fed up that a bunch of bimbos are either married to high-profile people or are employed by high-profile people, and they aren't.
Sean O'Brien is the sort who calls a hooker ma'am.
Bleep.
Then, puffing on a thick cigar, she mocked Letterman for making jokes about her sex life and called him a sick... She used that second word 13 times. CBS bleeped each for the broadcast.
Boilerplates. The Economic Planning Agency, the government's record keeper, referred delicately to a retreat. Then 2 weeks ago, for the first time since 1987, the agency dropped its boilerplate reference to the expansion from its closely watched monthly economic report. And the word game was over. Japan's economy, the world's second largest, conceded the experts, was in recession.
If there is any single quality we look for, says admissions director Joy Sawyer Mulligan, it is a willingness to try something that is not vanilla.
Citizens Band.
I've followed trucks that were weaving all over the road, says Corky Woodward, a driver out of Wausau, Wisconsin. You yell, blow your air horn, and try to raise them on the CB radio. But sometimes they go in the ditch. You ask what happened, and they can't remember because they're so tired.
Gonzo. Comedy Central plans to invite guest analysts ranging from Republican strategist Roger Ailes to Gonzo journalist Hunter Thompson, as well as the candidates themselves.
Fox's effort to broaden its base has produced at least one unexpected gem. Bakersfield PD, a flaky, funny, sweet-tempered comedy that looks like no other show on Fox, or anywhere else.
Ham.
Fragmented accounts painted a picture of final hours fraught with confusion and bloodletting. In the name of God, do something, cried one of Srebrenica's ham radio operators on Friday.
Infotainment.
I still love writing about movies, but there's no disputing that nowadays everything from a presidential campaign to a heavyweight fighter's rape trial is show business. Infotainment. That's my beat, too.
Paparazzi. She's back, and judging from the hordes of paparazzi trailing chimp-like behind her at Cannes, there's a breathless public somewhere waiting for her next film.
Unlike the grainy, long-distance spy shots that paparazzi regularly take of new models as they whiz around company test tracks, the Saturn pictures were crisp and carefully posed.
Pundit. Some pundits are worried that these candidate Q&A sessions have supplanted regular newscasts with something less rigorous journalistically. The carping seems misguided.
When it was all over, the questions belonged to everyone, every pundit and prophet and armchair analyst. Did it have to end this way?
Slogan.
Give racism the boot. That politically correct advertising slogan, combined with environmentally conscious products, has turned Timberland Company of Hampton, New Hampshire, into a hot marketer and a torrid stock.
Soundbite.
Berlusconi's quest for votes, however, was conducted with all the trappings of a high-powered American-style advertising campaign, complete with public relations consultants and soundbite coaching.
Tabloid. At a time when the network news magazines are close to being overrun by tabloid sensationalism, introducing a new show by recycling the most notorious murder case of the past 30 years is hardly a reassuring sign.
As the year progressed, Di became more and more emotionally volatile, and soon after a tabloid ran secret photos of her working out on a weight machine, she announced her partial retirement from public life.